Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Happy New Year, everyone. This is a great year to learn something new. And today in the studio, we're going to talk about opportunities for folks in this area who are 50 or older to join Encore, which means exploring new concepts of retirement education. Through the auspices of Clatsop Community College, there are some truly marvelous classes happening, and I have some of the instructors in the studio today. So we'll be talking about the Encore program happening starting next week. And in the studio, I have Sue Zarang. Sue is an Encore instructor. Hello, Sue.
Good morning, Donna.
Very glad to have you here in the studio.
Nice to be here.
I also have Drew Hersick. Many of you know Drew, and he is also an Encore instructor, along with all the other things he does in addition to being on our city council. Hi, Drew.
Hi, Donna.
I have Seth Tickner. Seth is an Encore instructor, and we'll find out some fun things about what he's going to be teaching. Hi, Seth.
Hello.
Very happy to have you here in the studio.
It's nice to be here. Thank you.
I also have Stephen Burke. Stephen is an Encore instructor as well, and we'll learn about some of the historical things he's been doing. Hi, Stephen.
Good morning, Donna.
Before we begin to talk about the classes which are being offered, how one becomes an Encore member, et cetera, let's just talk about each of you for a moment. Just a little brief snapshot. And so why don't we start with you, Seth?
Well, I have had a history in Astoria. I have some family up here. So I came up here. I've been teaching philosophy for about 20 years or so, mostly down in the valley at Linfield College in Oregon State. I also run a program with my partner, Gad, called Philosophorium, where we do philosophy in the community and, you know, talk at the Fort George talks. We do little community classes around town, and I just like being part of the community and doing things to make it a little more philosophical.
All right. I know. I wish we had philosophers on all of our planning boards, on all every political organization. We need philosophers in every part of society.
You sound platonic.
So, Seth, you live here now in Estoria, and
yes,
you are an instructor at Clatsop Community College.
I am indeed.
And you also are working with Encore, teaching a class.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I'm teaching a class on the philosophy of art.
So, we're going to ask more about that later on. Excellent. Thank you, Seth. How long have you been here in this community now?
It's off and on the most recently for a couple of years, but I've been working with Encore for about 8 or 9 years now. I've come up quite a bit. Like I said, I have family up here, so I've spent a lot of time up here just my whole life.
But now we're lucky we have you here all the time.
I'm here permanently now.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. All right. And Drew Hersick, please tell us about yourself.
Well, my partner Charlie and I moved here about 5.5 years ago, and almost as soon as we moved here, people were saying, oh, you've got to hook up with Encore. You'll really like it. It's so stimulating. It's one of the best enrichment programs around here kind of thing. It took me a while to track Encore down, but now I'm sort of a life member, I guess. As long as I'm here, I'm going to be involved with Encore. It's been a real fun experience to meet people, to share interests, and to keep the brain cells firing.
Absolutely. Really an important thing. And Sue Zarang, please tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, we've lived in this community since 96. I joined Encore at its very beginning in 2001, the summer of 2001, which I like to say was trial by fire, because we started that fall, and we had my friend Helen McDaniel taught a class in Islamic culture, and I did current events. And we had a lot big issues on both of those in the fall of 2001. So I've just sort of stuck with Encore ever since. I love it. I think it's an amazing opportunity for retirement age people to keep their brains alive. Mm-hmm. And we try to offer many different kinds of classes and some social opportunities and physical opportunities as well.
And Encore is for people who are working, who are not working. As long as you're 50 or older, anyone can join Encore.
Exactly. If you can tailor it to your schedule. We have many members who still work either part-time, few full-time, but we do have a lot of people who work part-time who just kind of fit us into their schedules as best they can.
Perfect. All right. We'll talk about the class schedule. And Stephen Burke, please tell us about yourself.
I'm a historian by trade. I taught at Cal State Long Beach from 1970 to 2004. My wife and I came here to Astoria in 2004, And I taught an encore pretty soon after that. I've taught a variety of things, usually pertaining to public affairs, some of it having to do with U.S. history. I also, since I was a cultural historian, have been a cultural historian and intellectual history and so on, I've taught novels as history on occasion and plays. So, and this time I'm teaching a book that's probably a little more in the political science realm, although it overlaps history.
Well, we are so lucky to have people who have been born and raised here and are committed and love this community, and also all these wonderful new talents and people who are coming wanting to make our community a bigger, better, richer place, which is fantastic. So, Sue, give us a little history of Encore and why and how it started and what it has become today.
Well, like I said, it started in 2001. It was kind of the brainchild of some people at the college who had heard of other similar programs at other schools and wanted to see if it would work here. And so the summer of 2001 was spent just kind of gathering interested people together and talking about, you know, how to put a program together. And so by that fall, we started offering classes, and it just, with the college's generous sponsorship, we have been able to maintain it for 13, almost 14 years.
And I think we should make a distinction between, I mean, the college not only offers classes, of course, for, you know, people who are degree seeking. However, there are also community education courses. That is not what Encore is. Encore is obviously education, ongoing education. But Classic Community College then really does kind of three things, and probably a lot more, with, you know, their degree-seeking students, the community education courses, and then helping sponsor and promote Encore.
Indeed. Indeed. We don't offer any kind of credit classes, and you don't pay individually for classes. The membership fees are $50 a year in the fall, or $25 in the spring. And that's it. Once you pay that, you can take as many classes as you want, between 25 and 30 classes a year, if you're really into it. Occasionally, there are some additional fees. Like this term, we're offering a beginning pottery class, and there will be a $10 fee for materials for that. Or some classes ask that you buy a book, such as Steve's, which is $10 for his book. Mm-hmm. But other than that, the classes are free once you've paid your membership.
And where do the classes take place?
At this time, many different places. We have numerous venues because we're not able to be in the senior center at this time. So,
because they're renovating.
Because of the renovation,
right.
Indeed. But at the city council chambers, at the Educational Services District building, the ESD building, South County campus, we have frequently gone to the Seaside Library, the Transit Center.
So wherever you need it to happen,
we
the
are
classes
everywhere.
All over Clatsop County, it sounds like. And so people can get more information about this. If they, we're going to talk about the classes in a minute, but if you want to learn more about Encore, you can go to their website, which is www.encore.learn. That's all together, those two words, encorelearn.org. And if you want to join Encore, you can call the college. They will be happy to send you the information. And then once you become an Encore member, you can select from a variety of classes. And how do you all determine, since Encore is run by volunteers, there are nobody gets paid, how do you determine what kinds of classes to offer?
We have a curriculum committee for that purpose, and interested instructors or facilitators, there's a proposal form on our website, or you can get one. The main way to get information about Encore is either to go to the website or call Mary Freiling at Clatsop College, 503-338-2408. And just ask her for information, and her office will be happy to send you some. But you just fill out a proposal, turn it into the curriculum committee, or send it to Mary's office, and or and will the curriculum committee will look at the proposals and choose which ones they would like to offer.
So you, I know, I think you have almost 200 members or something, and obviously I can't imagine why you can't have several thousand, because I think there are probably a lot of people 50 and older in this community who would just love to be involved and do some of these things. So you have this curriculum committee which receives proposals. Let's say that someone moves into the community. They've been an instructor, or perhaps they actually don't have a background in education, but they have great life experience and passion about a subject, and they want to teach something about whether it's coin collecting or whatever it is. They can say, hey, Encore, I'm here. I'm a resource, and I'd love to be a teacher.
Call Mary at the college, and she will pass all this information on to us, and we will certainly get back with that person, because we're always looking for new instructors and new subjects to offer our members, which are probably, I think, last count, 138. Mm-hmm. We'd like to be 200.
All right. Yeah. Well, 200 in 2015.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I think
there
that's a worthy goal.
That'll be our motto.
And the classes are about 8 weeks long. Is that correct? Or they vary,
usually between 4 and 8 weeks. It just depends on what the instructor chooses.
Okay. And they occur once a week, or again, it's
2 hour sessions once a week, generally.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. And we're going to talk about when those classes take place and who is teaching what here, because we have these great instructors. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about Encore, Exploring New Concepts of Retirement Education. There are a series of classes. These are all volunteer-run under the auspices of Clatsop Community College. These classes take place for people who are 50 years older, 50 years and older, and there's only a $50 fee to join Encore through the college. And today I have instructors in the studio. We'll be talking about some of the classes they're going to teach in the second half of the program. Sue Zarang is here. She's an Encore instructor. I also have Drew Herzig, who is also an Encore instructor. In fact, they're all Encore instructors. Seth Tickner and Stephen Burke are here as well. So let's talk a teeny bit, since Drew has been teaching classes for quite a while. Drew, what kind of classes have you been teaching for Encore, and what are you going to be teaching this quarter semester slash
term,
whatever it is?
Term.
Yes, yes. Term. Okay, thank you.
I've been teaching international folk dance classes for Encore. That's what I started, and that's what I'm continuing to doing, because it's a real passion of mine. And for Encore, we've got a lot of great classes that stimulate the brain, and mine aims to stimulate the brain and the body as well. We don't have as many movement classes as we would all like to see, but we've got the one, and that's the international folk dance class, and that's going to be starting this coming Monday, the 12th, at 9:30 a.m., and it's going to be at the new relocated senior center, which is at the Astoria Recreation Center, which is down on Young's Bay.
Okay, which is the yacht club.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, all right.
It's got about three names now.
So you're teaching international folk dance.
Yes.
And people of all ages can do this. Explain a little bit about what international folk dance is.
Well, international folk dancing is the dances of the people of various countries. It's not performance dancing. It's community dancing. And it's always been an interest to me to see how communities come together and interact. And around the world, dancing, a community dancing of one form or another, is one of the real social bonds that all communities evolve, and that aspect of community bonding is what really attracts me to folk dancing. But the fact that it's also physical, it's movement, it's moving to music, it's moving in a group, obviously I'm just fascinated by the whole phenomenon. So we do dances from Japan, from Wales, from Bolivia, from France, from the United States, as many different parts of the world as I can find dances that are suitable.
And I have to say that I have been fortunate enough to participate in it wasn't a dance class, but several years ago, there was a New Year's Eve celebration at the Loft. You taught international folk dancing. It was Scandinavian,
yes,
was the theme.
Yes.
And people were linked arm in arm and going in and out and under. And it was hilarious. It was so much fun. People were laughing. The music was great. And so I just think that that's a fabulous way to move your body in a healthy way and have fun at the same time.
And research shows it sustains cognitive function. It's amazing how that kind of activity stimulates brain health as well, because it's the social interaction, it's the rhythmic interaction, it's patterning, it's all those things. I do want to mention that all the Encore classes, if you come to the first class, you can sign up for Encore at the class itself. We always have registration materials available. So even if you don't have a chance to register ahead of time, just find that class, get there, and you can sign up for the Encore program.
And are all the Encore classes listed on the website?
Yes.
So people can find out about it. And then, yes. Drew, when is your class again?
It starts this coming Monday, the 12th, at 9:30 a.m. at the Old Yacht Club, the new rec center, the temporary senior center.
Okay. So if you're not signed up for Encore, you can just show up for the folk dancing class. I highly recommend it. And then you can actually sign up for Encore at that time, too. Sue, tell us a little bit about the classes that you have taught and the ones you're going to be teaching this term.
Oh, my. Well, I'm kind of eclectic. I just sort of go with whatever interests me. We had a class on the Vikings last year. We did Nez Perce and the Lolo Trail the year before that. But this year, I'm plugged into the Science Exchange class, which will be Wednesday mornings for 8 weeks. Meg Weaver and Kit Ketchum are my partners in this. And we ask people who are interested in science nerds to bring in articles of interest, and then we share them. We have usually a focus topic in the first hour of the class. This next week it'll be epigenetics, and every week after that it'll be something different. And in the second hour we discuss different topics, but we're at the ESD building on Marine Drive, and they have a smart room that has wonderful equipment with computers and projectors, and we can do just all kinds of wonderful things that we had not been able to do before.
Explain epigenetics for those listeners who may not understand what that is.
Good luck.
All right, in 30 seconds or less, a minute, an elevator speech.
Well, it's surprisingly different than what's traditionally thought of as genetics itself. These are kind of more recently discovered attributes of what is possible to change our genes. These are not like really in the genes, they're on the outside of it. That's where the epi part comes from.
Derma, skin, epi.
Yes, it's been discovered that people, that genes, whether the things are expressed or not expressed, can often be influenced by factors of experience rather than just your genetic heritage.
Okay, well, so if you're interested in science, it's Wednesday.
In 10 to noon.
10 to noon.
At the ESD building,
okay.
Educational Services building, right
on
next
Marine
to
Drive.
Safeway
okay.
On Marine Drive.
Oh, good. Perfect. And this sounds a little bit like a Paris salon almost, kind of the salons where people would come and have great discussions.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seth, tell us about the class you're going to be teaching.
Well, I am going to be teaching a class on the philosophy of art. It's going to be on Thursday mornings at the City Council Chambers. It starts not this Thursday, but next Thursday. So the 15th, I believe it is. Yeah,
15th. Yes, 15th.
And then and it's going to be going for 8 weeks, and we're going to be looking at sort of we begin by talking about the nature of what exactly is art generally. What's it mean? Why do we do it? How do you conceptualize it? Talking about a sort of a historical series of ideas of how art's been thought about from the Greeks through the 20th century. And then towards the end of the course, we begin to look at different philosophical traditions' accounts of art and aesthetic theory, classical Chinese theories about this, classical Indian theories about this, and having engagements and talks. And as far as, you know, I've been doing this for, I guess, about 8 years or so, something like that, about 8 years. I've taught classes on Greek philosophy, on Chinese philosophy, on Indian philosophy. We did some stuff on the philosophy of time a few years back.
Oh, I wish I'd got that one. Philosophy of time.
Yeah. Comparative notions of justice, a lot of stuff. And I guess one of the things I like about this, I mean, I'm under 50, and I came to this because I very much believe in the spirit of what it does generally and what it does for the community. This is an extraordinary place, being able to have something where you can have this many talented people and this much culture, and as you were rightly pointing out, having a Paris salon-like feel on the Columbia. And so being able to do that and being able to be part of that, to catalyze that and help that, I think is an extraordinary thing. I'm privileged to be a part of it.
Oh, that's great stuff. And Sue, and I think it's because you were saying earlier that people really are so excited about this lifelong learning, and that they are engaged, they're willing to talk, yeah. They have life experience.
Yeah, no, this is one of the things that happens. The way you make a livable community, I'm speaking a little here as a philosopher too, but the way you make a livable community is you have people live in the community. And the way you do that is by engaging ideas, engaging movement, engaging socializing, tapping into larger things, making good things happen. And it creates a vitality. You make the place you want to live. This is part of doing that.
All right. And your class is called?
Philosophy of Art.
And it's on Thursday
mornings. On Thursday mornings from 10 to 12 at the City Council Chambers. And I would love to see you there.
January 15th. Boy, I would like to take that class. Okay. And we have Stephen Burke. Stephen, what are you going to be teaching?
I'm teaching a course based on a book by Andrew Bacevich, who is a Boston University professor in history.
Oh,
I think he overlaps political scientists, political science. It's called The New American Militarism, How Americans Are Seduced by War. This is a theme that I have laid a lot of emphasis on. I write the public affairs column for Hipfish, and I've done it for the last 7 or 8 years, and I've written on this topic a lot. You know, when the Cold War ended, the first one, that was in the 1980s, many people of a more progressive streak of mind, like myself, thought of what we called a peace dividend. Oh, now we can develop our infrastructure. Now we can really attend to problems that we have in our society. Well, we've had more wars since the Cold War ended than we had before, while the Cold War was going on. In fact, there was kind of a stalemate when the Cold War was going on between the U.S. and what was then the Soviet Union. Why is this? Well, we've got these characters called neoconservatives who are imperialists, who argue for something they call full-spectrum dominance, who like to talk in terms of the superpower. War has become a chief instrument of national policy. Now, if you go back to Dwight Eisenhower and the people who fought World War II, and the generation who came after Eisenhower, war was always the last resort. It was when diplomacy fails. Negotiation is what these people always emphasize. George Frost Kennan, who was one of the leading intellectuals of the Cold War period, always, always relied on negotiation. Republican presidents, Reagan and Nixon, both hardline anti-communists, negotiated with the Soviet Union, with much harder line people than exist in the Soviet Union, in the Russian Federation today, and they produced strategic arms limitation agreements. But today,
this is the class for you. If you are interested in politics, if you want to know about this, what is the name of the book again, Stephen?
It's The New American Militarism by Andrew Bacevich.
The New American Militarism. And so this is one class where you would need to buy the book, which is $10 extra, right?
I have three copies.
And you have three copies right now. Okay. And The New American Militarism. And when is your class, Stephen?
My class begins on January 23rd. It's 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the Yacht Club Temporary Senior Center.
All right. If you want to engage in a spirited discussions with Stephen about politics and militarism and America and Cold War, this is your class.
You know, one thing I'd like to add, too, I just realized is I know I get this. I'm sure you guys must get this, too, that sometimes people ask, well, I'd like to go. It sounds interesting, but I can only make two or three of the classes of the eight. At least I can speak for myself. That's fine. I teach every single class with the idea that it might be the one time we have any time together, and it'll be special.
Good for you. I agree, because I was thinking that same thing. Like, yeah. I don't think I'd be able to go to all of them. But yeah. I tell you what, right now I am encore. I'm taking a class this term. Now we have just a few minutes left. What are some of the other classes that are being offered, Sue?
Thank you for asking. For the first time, we have a beginning pottery class, which will be held at the Bob Chisholm Center in Seaside, starting February 3rd, and that will be taught by Risha Parcher. There's a $10 fee, and the class is limited, so please call Penny Rogers at the South County Campus, 503-338-2402 to sign up. There's Pick Your Decade by Bernie Thomas, which promises to be a lot of fun. We'll talk about the 30s, 40s, 50s with music and different things about our culture during those periods. Roger Goble is teaching a class on Wednesday afternoons, A New and Different Look, The History of the Bible. I think that's it. Oh, and Memoirs in Vignette by Donna Wright, which really sounds like a lot of fun, where you bring in items that you have always wanted to write about or were always afraid to write about, and we discuss them and write about them.
Encore has something for everyone.
So it seems.
Yes. And again, let's give information to people about how they can register and sign up. You can call the college. You can or go to Classic Community College website. I'm sure that there's a link there. You also have your own website, which is www.encorelearn.org. From folk dancing to philosophy of art to politics and current events and science, there's something to stimulate your mind and your body here at Encore. So I encourage all of you to, in the new year, take an Encore class, become an Encore member, support this vibrancy in our community because it will be good for you and for everyone else.
And all you got to do is show up, if nothing else.
That's it. No homework unless Stephen makes you read the book and talk about it in class. But no papers, I don't think, unless you're in a writing class. Anyway, thank you all so much for the great work you're doing. We're so lucky to have you all here. It's just,
thank you, Don.
And okay, Encore. Yes, it's the thing to do. All right, Terry Wilson, thank you so much, our engineer extraordinaire, for being here today, as usual, and all the good things you do. I also want to express my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that don't go well. Focus on the things that are going well, expand them, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists, this moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.